The two suspects involved with Tuesday's shooting at STEM school Highlands Ranch made separate court appearances earlier today. One student was killed and eight others injured in that shooting. KUNC's Aaron O'Toole spoke with Stephanie Daniel for the latest.
The Douglas County Sheriff's Office arrested one adult and one juvenile suspect in connection with the shooting. To clarify, the adult is 18 and the other suspect is 17 or younger. Stephanie, you were at the hearing. What went on?
The adult suspect appeared at the Douglas County Courthouse to be advised of the charges he'll be facing in connection with the shooting. The warrants and affidavits filed by the district attorney's office were suppressed because the investigation is still ongoing. And because the shooting happened at a school and there were so many students there and teachers and witnesses, law enforcement officials still have a lot of people to interview. District Attorney George Brockler said formal charges will be filed on Friday. The juvenile suspect was in court and appeared after the adult suspect. The juvenile's mother was sitting in the courtroom, and the juvenile's public defender asked that the mother come and sit with the defendant. The defendant was also appointed a guardian ad litem, and the guardian ad litem, the whole purpose is just to advocate for the defendant.
What else is going on with the investigation?
Law enforcement officials are still going over the crime scene, still collecting evidence. They're still talking to witnesses. And one thing that's also to be determined, the defenders for both suspects asked for their investigators to be allowed into the crime scene to either work with law enforcement or shadow law enforcement. The judge denied that request, but she is still thinking about allowing their investigators to go in once law enforcement has finished their investigation and before the crime scene is released to the public. She said that she was going to make that decision either on Friday, or if the investigation is complete at the school before Friday, then she'll hold a special hearing to decide that.
That was Stephanie Daniel. She's been following the situation and was at the courtroom today in Douglas County.